Real families, real farms, real food. Welcome to Arizona Agriculture Connection with Maricopa County Farm Bureau. My name is Nicole Clements, Executive Director, and I'll be your host. Maricopa County Farm Bureau is the voice of agriculture in a community that thrives on the dichotomy of urban and rural agriculture operations. This podcast is a home for farmers, ranchers, food lovers, prospective agriculturalists, and those looking to connect the food on their plate with the farm that it came from. As we take an inside look at agriculture in Arizona, we will delve into topics like ag technology, policy, food preparation, and everything in between. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform with new episodes every Wednesday. Arizona Agriculture Connection is hosted by Maricopa County Farm Bureau and sponsored by Paloma Ready Mix and Materials, a proud supporter of agriculture and our communities. Be sure to subscribe and share your favorite episodes with your friends. For more interactions, follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Maricopa County FB. Now let's discover some Arizona agriculture.
Welcome back, Arizona Aggies, to another AgriPort edition of Arizona Agriculture Connection. Crossover week has completed at the Capitol, and with it, another big week for Arizona legislature. The House worked through Wednesday night until the wee hour of 5:15 in the morning Thursday to ensure all the bills were heard. The new horizon is March 27th, which is when bills must be completed with committee action in the opposite chambers, House bills in Senate and Senate in House, for them to remain active. Discussions on conformity to the federal tax changes continue, including differences between individual and business provisions. The introduced legislation includes $1.1 billion over 3 years to reach full conformity for tax year 2025 if fully implemented. Discussions for tax year 2026 and beyond are forthcoming. It is likely for this session to extend into June. With the workload of bills and it being an election year, our lawmakers are in a delicate balance between tax relief, fiscal policy, and heavily weighted decisions regarding the education and state land departments. Here are some highlights of agriculture impact bills that were heard over the last couple weeks. Senate Bill 1761 appropriates $22.6 million from the State General Fund in fiscal year 26-27 for the University of Arizona YCEDA Cooperative Extension and Experiment Stations. It also includes $10 million for fiscal year 27-28 and $15.1 million for fiscal year 28-29. This bill has passed the Senate Appropriations, Transport, and Technology Committee. Two bills focusing on agricultural property, HB 2104 and 2105, have both passed the House third read. 2104 prohibits a county assessor from reclassifying ag property or conducting an on-site inspection for 4 years after a property owner prevails in the appeal of an ag classification decision, while 2105 requires the Arizona Department of Revenue and county assessors to notify the owner or possessor of property before conducting an inspection related to property valuation, providing the date of inspection and a copy of the report upon completion. Also passing the House third read is HB 2762, requiring food products derived from cultivated cells to be labeled as such, and HB 2827, extending the authority to levy groundwater withdrawal fees in the Pinal AMA for Arizona water banking and groundwater irrigation efficiency projects through calendar year 2030. Passing the Senate third read is SB 1559, which establishes a rural groundwater management work group in each groundwater basin, and SB 1176, allowing ADWR to issue water storage permits to store stormwater for aquifer replenishment in a constructed underground storage facility. And that's a wrap on the current state initiatives for now. In federal news, the USDA has launched their One Farmer, One File initiative. This endeavor will create a single streamlined digital record for each farmer that follows them across USDA systems, regardless of agency. You will now be able to view all information in one single platform when it comes to matters with FSA, NRCS, and RMA. This efficiency upgrade is aimed to simplify processes and allow less time dedicated to paperwork, which I'm sure we can all get behind. The USDA has also designated $263 million for purchase of agricultural staples. These dollars are focused on stabilizing farm incomes by converting local harvests into essential meals for nutrition assistance programs. The following commodities are eligible for the program: butter, cheddar and Swiss cheese, fresh fluid milk and UHT milk, chickpeas, lentils, split peas, dried black and pinto beans, fresh pears, pecans, and walnuts. For more information, visit the AMS website linked from our episode blog at MaricopaCountyFB.org. And last but certainly not least, the House Ag Committee has scheduled a markup of H.R. 7567, the Farm, Food, and National Security Act of 2026, aka the Farm Bill. Introduced by House Ag Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson, this represents a significant effort to restore long-term certainty. The committee has stated their intent to continue forward movement of this bill with gusto, emphasizing a modernized farm bill is essential not just for agriculture, but for national food security, rural vitality, and economic stability. With so much going on in the state and federal legislature, you might be thinking, how can I get involved? Great question. I'm glad you asked. Maricopa County Farm Bureau has plenty of events this month to get you not only active in Farm Bureau, but also in your local policy efforts. Join us this Saturday, March 7th at Surprise Stadium for our Young Farmers and Ranchers Strikeout Hunger event. Bring three non-perishable food items and receive a free ticket to watch the Royals take on the Reds in some classic Cactus League competition. On March 12th, join our Women's Leadership Committee for Pie Day at the Capitol. One of the legislators' favorite days, we will be delivering pies and advocacy. On Friday, March 13th, is the Agribusiness Roundtable at Para Club. There's still time to register, and you can find that link on our website. Monday, March 16th, is Arizona Farm Bureau's Ag Fest. Also at the Para Club, Maricopa County members are encouraged to email Nicole for attendance information. And everyone's favorite way to start the day is back. Maricopa County Farm Bureau's Farm City Breakfast have returned. March 23rd in Mesa, 24th in Buckeye, and 25th in Phoenix. If you're interested in hearing updates from our local leaders and connecting with agriculturalists in your community, this is the place for you. Join us for a delicious breakfast and learn about what makes agriculture in Arizona so special. All right, gang, that's a wrap for this week. If you're looking for more information on anything you heard here today, be sure to hop on over to our website, MaricopaCountyFB.org, and hit up the blog section for any links you may need. Also, you can view our events calendar on the events page, and RSVPs can be found there. Catch you next week on Arizona Agriculture Connection.
Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Farm Bureau has a place for you. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends on socials. You can also visit our website, MaricopaCountyFB.org, for more information and to submit a topic you want to learn about. Remember to tune in every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. A huge thank you to Paloma Ready Mix and Materials for supporting our agriculture producers and this podcast. Maricopa County Farm Bureau, bringing you the stories of real families, real farms, and real food. I'm Nicole Clements, signing off. Catch you next week.